Alexander Hamilton.
So, Andy, you and daughter Tori finally did it.
Yeah, we watched Hamilton last night, and it was amazing. I was excited to watch it, and it even exceeded my expectations.
Wow.
I can only imagine how fantastic it would have been to see this cast on stage in a theater and watch it live. Like, it was so, so good. So things that I learned from Hamilton, it was really cool getting to watch it with Tori too, and being able to pause every once in a while and being like, okay, do you understand what's happening? And kind of catching her up to speed, and then talking about the decisions that these guys made. I mean, you know, the show is about our founding fathers. So when Hamilton came over to the United States, he came from like the Caribbean, and he was 19 years old, and he was an orphan, and he had all these big thoughts and big dreams, and he made them happen, right? And he was young. So, you know, and then you look at the difference between him and Aaron Burr, and, you know, they were friends in the beginning until Aaron Burr kills him. But, you know, like, just that whole thing just fascinated me, and being able to, you know, show that to Tori, like, this is how you make stuff happen. Like, you, when you feel this strongly about something, you kind of risk it all to make it happen. And they changed the world, and they were just these young guys. It was crazy.
Yeah. I was worried with, you know, all the years that it's been on Broadway, and it's had such a huge buildup, and then the big buildup on Disney Plus, and
yeah.
You said what, like hundreds or tens of thousands of people signed up just to get
half a million
just to get
and
Disney
that was
Plus
just
this
weekend. That was so, just this weekend, they had 500,000 people in the United States that signed up for Disney Plus.
Yeah. And I was worried with all that buildup that, you know, when you go into something like this, you're expecting it to be fantastic, that it might have been a bit of a letdown because you're expecting so much, but I'm glad it wasn't.
Right, and especially because it was the stage production, and they're not meant to film that. So, but they did a really fantastic job. The director is the one who did the filming. So he directed the filming for it as well, and he just did a bang up job. The other fun thing that I noticed is that Jonathan Groff is in it. Now, you know, Dave, I've been watching Mindhunter.
Right.
And he's the lead in Mindhunter, and he also plays King George in Hamilton, and he's from Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
No way.
And it's such a different character, and King George in Hamilton is hilarious because he's just so anti everything that the rest of the cast is,
okay.
You know, because it's you know, the cast is all Black and Latino actors as founding fathers. And then you have this very white guy coming out in his, like, you know, wearing the king costume and being very proper, but
the wig,
you know,
and everything.
Just dismissive of everything that they're doing. And so it was just such a dichotomy. It was so enjoyable, though.
Did you go in knowing that this guy was in it?
Yeah, because I did a deep dive into him because I've been loving Mindhunter so much. And then I got super excited knowing that he was going to be in it. And it's not a huge role, but it's enough, you know?
Okay.
He also plays Kristoff in Frozen. And he was on Glee for a long time. He was Jesse St. James on Glee. So this guy's been around for
very
a while.
Very talented. Yeah, he's doing all right.
This was my first introduction to him. So so that was really fun. But it was, I look forward to watching it again. In the beginning, when it first starts, and I didn't even think I would really like the music. Hearing the music without seeing the show is a different experience than hearing the music while you're watching the show. Mm-hmm. And they talk so fast because there's a lot of rap in it and stuff. And I'm not really into that, but it holds you and you are able to follow and just stick with it. Like, if you're starting to watch it and you're like, I don't know, this seems like an awful lot, stick with it because it is so good.
So now, having watched it on TV, once things open up again, fingers crossed if they ever do, and you're allowed to go out to the theater, would you want to see it in person after seeing it?
100%. I can't wait. I can't imagine it'll be half as good as what I just watched on television, but I would watch it anyway. Like, I feel bad for the other actors that have taken over since this original cast because they have such big shoes to fill.
Right.
You know, but no one leaves Hamilton saying, nah, I kind of wish I didn't go. Like, everyone still loves it. So it's got to be so good.
Will you take me and Donnie?
I mean, we'll see.
Oh.
If you run on coffee and Philly's Country in the Morning, you're in the right place. You're checking out my favorite morning show,
The Andy Summers Show,
on 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.